We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker. I like the fact that you're there.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Beaver Sports Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Great to see all of you on this beautiful Wednesday evening, and we look forward to the home opener this weekend in the Pac-12 against the Arizona Wildcats. And please join me. We've got a lot of things to get to. In the second half hour, we'll be joined by a young man coming off 14 catches, 200 yards, and two touchdowns. Isaiah Hodgins is on his way here. We look forward to visiting with Isaiah. But please join me in welcoming the head coach for the Oregon State Beavers, the Pac-12 leader in total offense through three games. Please join me in welcoming head coach Jonathan Smith with his whole family here tonight, too. Good evening, coach. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, nice to see you. And this is the first time in all of the shows we've done together. There haven't been that many. But the whole family here, you don't get those opportunities that often. It's nice to see him.
No doubt. It's great to see him. And, yeah, the schedule gets tight this time of year. And so anytime you catch a little moments, it's great.
It's good to have them here. It was good to see Robert make the trip down, and coming back from the trip, coach, I don't know what a few days of separation now. There was some raw emotion. There were a lot of things going on at the end of that game, but you've come back. I can just tell by watching you at work and watching your team get ready, interacting with some of your players and coaches the last few days, that how much of a gut check it was to work so hard and then not come away with a victory at the end. I feel like your guys came away, though, with some real confidence the way that game finished, how tough you hung in there throughout 60 minutes.
Yeah, we did, we did respond in that game and put ourselves in a hole that we weren't able to get out of. And so we talked a lot about that on Sunday, and these guys, dove into the tape. You got to learn from it, and now it's on to the next. And I think we've had a couple good days of work, and that's how college football is, man. I told them, there's about 120 some odd teams. Well, half of them are just like us. On Sunday, they lost the game, and you got to go back to work. And we got a lot of good things ahead of us, and that's the focus.
Coach, what were the things you and your staff, as the first quarter played out, it wasn't the way you'd drawn it up.
No.
It wasn't how you'd practiced. So how did I was just so impressed by the response to be down. That's a big hole. And to get back and be in a position to have a chance to win the game. How did you kind of, yourself, your staff, your players, just kind of stay with it and keep things together?
Well, I think it really started with our defense. You know, we got down, and even going into halftime, we're down 9 points. And, you know, okay, you're feeling a little bit better, but the third quarter, it wasn't like we were scoring a bunch of points. And so for the defense to continue a battle like that in the third quarter to keep us in the game, waiting for the offense to create something, then they were really able to get closer in the fourth quarter. So just was impressed with, again, the effort and continual battle for 60 minutes.
It's interesting to me, Coach, that you said you asked Coach Tibisar, your outside linebackers and D coordinator, the same question. Just as the defense began to find their legs, began to get stops, began to do the things, you know, was it a slight schematic adjustment or anything else? Yeah. And Coach Tibisar essentially said, no, they just started doing the things that they were capable of doing.
Yeah, they didn't really make wholesale changes. I mean, and so they were calling the same things, and for whatever reason, we got to get it figured out. But in the first quarter, it was not up to par, and I don't know if guys were amped up or what it was, but it was the same calls against a lot of the same plays that, you know, we just executed a whole lot better on the defensive side.
Now, what about your execution offensively? You mentioned the third quarter when things got into a bit of a slog. It was for both teams. That was a tough quarter offensively. But for the most part, even using two different quarterbacks as the game dictated, how did you feel about your offensive execution?
Yeah, you know, some good, some bad, you know, and those are just killers offensively to turn the ball over. And so we had three, and that's way too many. And we gave them 7 points. That was tough. But at the same time, I think we got a mindset of that when we can do things right, we're pretty good. Like, we can move the ball and score some points. And so I think the kids are buying into that a little bit. We got to clean up some of the negative errors. And when we get ourselves in those third and longs, that makes it tough. But we're efficient on first and second down. We can move the ball and score.
You were efficient on fourth down again. I mean, you've gone for it 5 times now in the season. Going for it on fourth, the Beavers are 5 for 5 in 2018 and 3 for 3 in this game with 2 huge ones on the last drive. So you want to win on first down. You want to win on third down, certainly. But to do what you did on fourth down, that showed a lot of poise.
It did. I mean, that was a huge fourth down for Connor. That last one, the 4th and 10, extending the play. I mean, that was a little bit in the desperation mode, got to have it. But, you know, I feel confident that at times we could go for this in fourth down and manageable, and our guys can operate. And, you know, we're not always going to go for it in fourth down. Yeah. And I can see it coming. Maybe we'll go for it in fourth and not get it. But to be 5 for 5 is pretty impressive.
Jonathan Smith joining us with Isaiah Hodgins coming in the second half hour. When Isaiah comes, we'll talk to him specifically about some plays that he made. But what about your receivers in general, Coach? Yeah. A huge game for Isaiah, obviously. But Timmy Hernandez and Colby Taylor steps up. I know he had a drop, but then he came back and recovered, made some big catches for you as well.
That was a huge catch by Colby. And, you know, it's awesome to see it's not just one guy. Like, we can distribute the ball. Bradford has a huge game the first game. Well, you know, we got other guys that are able to step up and do some things. And so that group as a whole, I thought, you know, Fence does a great job working with them, and they're playing with some confidence. And the contribution from multiple guys is a huge benefit to us.
And you're still waiting on a dynamic playmaking tight end receiver in Noah Tongai.
Yeah.
Making progress. We'll see if, you know, that progress can lead him to get on the field soon. Maybe you give us an update on that. But in the meantime, you're asking a lot from young tight ends. And in this game, without Tegan Quatoriano able to go, you asked a lot from Isaiah Smalls and Quinn Smith.
Yeah, Quinn got in there, and it was tough. Like, Tegan had practiced the whole week, and he was feeling better and better. Goes out in pregame and aggravates it. And so now all of a sudden he's not available. And those guys did step up. Quinn made some, you know, big plays in regards to the run game and blocking some people. And Smalls had a couple of nice, you know, catches again. Smalls played 85 snaps. And so guys are stepping up. We're anxious to get healthy at that spot, because with Noah practiced in a limited fashion today, we'll see on Saturday. I'm optimistic, but we'll just see. Not definite if he can go. But once, you know, Noah gets himself back, Tegan's healthy, and Smalls, we got a group there.
You know, Isaiah, you said when I asked you about the catch and the move after the catch on a long play that got you down deep, he showed some athletic ability. As impressive as that was, what you're appreciating from him, you told me, was what he's doing in the run game.
Yeah, his effort there, you know, because he is known for being able to catch the ball and run a route, but his effort there in the run game has been awesome. Not perfect, but awesome in regards to just putting his face in there and trying to do it and continue to improve on it. He's got a bright future.
Coach, what about the run game and the balance you strive for? I mean, you ran the ball very effectively the week before, had some big runs, obviously, as we well know, against Ohio State. It was harder going, it seemed. You threw more maybe than you wanted to, but you still have Jamar over 100 yards.
Yeah, Jamar's, you know, doing some things, and I'm into balance. You know, again, we need to score points however it comes. If we need to throw it 70 times, we'll do it. But you'd like to be able to run the ball and have some balance there. And Jamar, and even some of those other carries. Christian had a couple carries. Casey did some things on carries and in protection. So, you know, those guys are getting better. And if we can keep balanced offensively, we're going to be more effective.
You know, the pass protection, I've talked to you and to Jim Mihalchuk and to Brian Lindgren all. There were some issues there, but when you needed it, you guys were able to, Connor extended a play. But even with some issues along the way in protection, you were still able to stand in and deliver and make some big throws, it seemed, at
the matter. Yeah, in the pass game, yeah, we put up some yards and moved the ball a little bit. I mean, protection is 11-man football. Yeah. It's not just those five guys standing in front, and they're a big part of it. But the quarterback can't sit there and hold the ball. We got to get open in a timely fashion, you know, and so it's 11 guys doing their job to keep the quarterback protected and not taking sacks.
We've touched on a lot of things here early as we go, getting ready for the Pac-12 home opener, Arizona, Saturday at 1 o'clock. We'll continue with head coach Jonathan Smith, Isaiah Hodgins coming along. We also want to remind you that, and I know we'll talk about this when we come back with Jonathan and what it will mean to the guys running out onto the field, but there is a record-setting effort going on by Beaver Dam this weekend to make the students present felt in an all-time record fashion this weekend. We'll talk about that and more with Coach Smith. We're glad you're here tonight. Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reser's Deli Salads? A must! Reser's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange-faced painting decisions. Reser's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reser's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reser's Deli Salads. Fun times and game day made easy.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Colby Taylor at a slot inside of Andre Bowden. Luton throws it to the outside, caught by Hodgins, breaks down the right sideline, 45-40, 35-30 to the 25, and finally spilled inside the Nevada 20. Isaiah Hodgins, the catch, and a tremendous run after the catch. 51 yards worth, in fact, for Isaiah. We'll visit with Isaiah about that play and more as we welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings. Served up by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, Wings, Beer, Sports. Coach, I don't know if you, Jonathan Smith, joining us, Brian Lindgren dialing up the play and the Beavers executing. Can you remember virtually every play right after a game? So was that the play that got you loose in the third quarter after that struggle throughout
right.
the third?
It was a spark. It really was. And, you know, that route is not designed to go 40 yards. And so for Isaiah to be able to catch, put his foot in the ground, get vertical, make those guys miss, it was a huge spark for us because, like you're saying, we were trying to slug it out, getting something figured out, and he got it started for us.
Jonathan, this Saturday, 1 o'clock, I know that you're preparing your team to play a football game, but I don't think it's going to be lost on you or the guys. I want to give props to and commendations to a young student at Oregon State, an English major named Alex Luther. She is the president of the Beaver Dam Executive Board. She has been on a mission. The rally, the effort is to draw 10,000 students all across, right behind your bench, 6,000 to 7,000 strong, spilling into the south end zone. The goal is 10,000. They think they can get there. If they fall a little bit short, they still think they'll have a student record for numbers of students at a Beaver football game this Saturday. That's got to mean a lot to Isaiah Keys here tonight, but to you, you'd love to see that kind of support.
Well, no question. And obviously, we want to put on a good show and something for those guys to cheer about, but Research Stadium makes a difference. We got some energy, and it really does start with those students, and they're right behind us in the bench cheering for us and bringing some energy, and so it'd be a difference maker for us to be able to get that kind of crowd and the noise, and again, that's what I remember Research Stadium being, with some energy and noise going and making it harder on the opponent, so we're very hopeful, and I'm all fired up with the idea that we get 10,000 there.
That was one of the things that one of your head coaches here, Dennis Erickson, was adamant about when the stadium plans were being talked about. He was still the head coach here, and that was one of the things Dennis said. We need the students across, and he got it. He asked for it and got it. That's fairly unique, isn't it, Jonathan? You don't go around this league and see that kind of setup for students that often.
No, because they're good seats. I mean, that's a good sight lines and right behind the bench like that, and so they're critically important to a home atmosphere, which we need to take it to the next level.
Coach Tibisar was asked today, one of the first things you said upon coming back, you said you remember a lot of things about home games, but the firing up of the chainsaw. And so you've got a turnover chainsaw now that the guys were able to bring out in a big way. How do you guys like that, by the way, the turnover chainsaw? I think it's a cool idea, but it's all, and Coach Tibisar said, it's part of just kind of making it fun for the guys, too.
Yeah, I think it was a great idea. It was all the defensive staff's idea and presenting something. And, again, turnovers are huge in the game. But it is also, it's just fun. It's kind of a cool thing in college football. I do like it because it's kind of authentic to us. And so those guys, the defensive players, when they brought it out and talked about it, they were all fired up on it. And I can't wait to see it come out again.
You know, you wanted to win that turnover battle. You've already alluded to the fact that it didn't happen. One of the reasons in the end that you came up just a little bit short in Reno. But the turnover you did affect was a huge play. Yeah. And again, predicated by number 42 on a blitz, getting pressure, and that helped create a turnover.
Doug's good at that stuff now. I mean, he can turn the edge, and he's a little slippery, and guys getting their hands on him. And so he's had a couple of those now, John making the play and going down the sideline. And obviously, we got to continue to create turnovers. They're not just going to give us the ball. They're not going to just drop it. And so we got to create them, and the more we can do that, obviously the better we will be.
You know, your defense, as I think Arizona's defense, some of the things we've talked about with your offense operating at a high level and doing a lot of things well. Both defenses have, you know, their hands full, as yours certainly does.
Yeah.
Jonathan, I know you spend most of the time, you spend time in the entire game plan. So when you look at Arizona, and Kevin Sumlin's track record, Khalil Tate's emergence onto the scene last year. You're dealing with a lot of stuff this weekend.
They're scary. I mean, they got some athletes in space that make it really scary, and it starts with that quarterback. You know, and what's impressive with him, even last week, he's throwing it from the pocket. It's not like he's just taking off and going, and so he can truly now beat you with his arm and his legs, and that's what it starts to make it really scary. They got some great athletes, the ball in space, the back, so we got a great challenge for us coming Saturday.
349 yards and 5 touchdown passes for Tate, 5 passes for over 50 yards, completions in a game.
Yeah.
So that's good. But your guys, it looked like, again, I know you're dealing with better competition in the main with Tate and some of the other guys, but Nevada had some weapons, too, that you were able to make some adjustments against.
Again, it goes back to doing your job on defense, especially, of just knowing where you're supposed to be and trusting the guy next to you to do his job. And so we really started doing that second, third quarter into the fourth against Nevada, and we're going to need to do it again against Arizona.
Lengi Sue, Noah, I visited with him today after your practice. First of all, the staff that Coach Smith put together is tremendous. I mean, I've interacted with the staff through the 20 years that I've been here, and I've been impressed with a lot of the coaches that have come through here through the years. But this group, from man to man, Jonathan and Lengi, what a good man and a good coach, and just visiting with him about the work he's doing with his D-line up front. Yeah. Those guys are progressing.
They are. They really are. And first of all, he is a good man. I've known him for a long time, coached with him before, and his family and his wife, Rose. And so it does start with people, and he's a great one. But he has done an awesome job at developing some depth in that room, which we needed, from whether it's younger guys or we got some older guys that hadn't played that much yet. And now he's got them going and playing with effort, and we're going to need that. And so he's one of many. I feel great about the whole staff. Those guys, again, buying into doing this thing with me, I really appreciate them.
We'll take a final break and wrap things up with Coach Smith. A few more thoughts about the Beavers and Arizona opening conference play Saturday, 1 o'clock at Research Stadium. We hope you'll be part of a big atmosphere, a record-setting student crowd, and we hope you'll all be there, too, to support the Beavs in the Pac-12 opener for 2018. A final word with Jonathan, with Isaiah Hodgins still to come. Thanks for joining us at Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Oregon State football mini plans are now available. Prices vary by location. Choose which games you see this year in Research Stadium by visiting beavertickets.com or call 800-GO-BEAVS to find the option that is right for you.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free and play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
We all know 1 plus 1 equals 2. But what if 1 plus 1 equaled 25% off? With Allstate, you can save up to 25% when you bundle your home and auto insurance. And when you include the local expertise and trusted advice of an Allstate agent, that's some math we can all get excited about.
There's never been a better time to bundle home and auto insurance. Call an Allstate agent today to hear about our new lower rates. Based on coverage selected, savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
A football game can be won or lost in the last 3 minutes. And that goes for the safety of your family, too. Your family has less than 3 minutes to escape a home fire. The Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal wants you to give them a life-saving defense with working smoke alarms and a home fire escape plan. Have working smoke alarms on every level of your home, inside each bedroom and in the hallway outside the sleeping areas. Also, be sure to create a home fire escape plan and practice it. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
Oregon State football season tickets are now available with a limited quantity starting at $99 via phone or in person at the Gill box office. To secure your seats, visit BeaverTickets.com or call 800-GO-BEAVS.
Blau. Jefferson, the running back. Jefferson swings into the flat. Blau throws to Isaiah Hodgins, the catch and a first down. Out across his 45-yard line to the 46. Isaiah's 13th catch of the night. That was on a 4th and 5 that helped move the chains and keep that drive alive. We've talked with Jonathan Smith and we'll do so for a few more minutes. That was the 13th catch. The 14th came on another 4th down. Isaiah will be up here when we get to that. But to convert on those types of plays requires a good deal of poise and confidence. And one thing about Connor Blount, Jonathan, that we haven't touched on this fact in that game, and we'll close with some thoughts about what you're facing in Arizona this weekend and bring Isaiah up after the next segment. But for Connor, in that situation, to have kind of a rough, you know, with respect to turnovers,
yeah.
Jake Luton came in, did a great job. Jake tweaks an ankle and comes back out. Connor must have stayed really engaged because when he came back in when you needed him, he played his best football.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, it's impressive. And, again, we go back to doing this thing together and the team aspect of it. And I thought it was just another example. Similar to Ohio State, he's not named the starter, but he prepared like a starter, went out and played well. Well, yeah, he got pulled out of the game. Nevada stayed locked in, saw the plan, knew what was going on, encouraged Jake through the time, and when he was called upon again, he was ready to go.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. And so in the meantime, the quarterback situation, because it's such an important position, it's the first question in every press availability. It's kind of the last question we touch on tonight here before we bring up Isaiah. Have you been pleased that you've been able to get production in kind of an odd set of circumstances with the quarterback rotation, so to speak?
I have been happy with it, the way it's going. I feel like we have had shown we've got two guys we can move the ball football with, and the way those guys are helping each other out. And I kind of feel like, you know, we were going to need two guys. The way college football is now, the physicality of it, and it's been that way. And so, you know, we're moving the ball, and I got confidence with either guy when they're in there.
And, you know, Jack Coletto showed some things of the ability at Ohio State to make good reads and so on. He's a guy that's getting some reps, too, in practice.
Oh, he practiced really well today. Yeah, he's getting a lot of turns. And so his continued development, and he's not that far away from being able to have, you know, go out there and do some things. And he brings a little bit of uniqueness to the position. He's a little bit more athletic, likes to run it a little bit more than the other two guys, and has a skill set to do it. He's got a future, too.
Jonathan, we'll close with and let you sit down and enjoy a dinner here at Buffalo Wild Wings with your whole family. It's so great to see all of them here. Just a thought about Saturday and a 60-minute football game. I think if we had all at all forgotten that football games are long. You got punched in the mouth in Reno.
Yeah.
I mean, you're down 30-7, and you're still in a position to win. That's hard to do. You don't want to try that again. But how do you get everybody on board about this is a 60-minute game. If you do get hit in the mouth, you can get up and keep competing.
We've been talking about that to these guys, not just 60 minutes, but college football is long. Not just the actual time, but the momentum swings that take place, and it's back and forth, back and forth. And so, you know, we want to play quality football for 60 minutes. We're not going to win every snap. Yeah. We just can't go a whole quarter of, like, bad football. Like, we got to be able to just, okay, yeah, one play and respond to it versus, you know, 8, 9 in a row that aren't going our way, which we showed we can do. And we just got to put that together against a good football team on Saturday.
We are looking forward to it, Coach. I know most of the people in this room, right, you're all going to be there on Saturday, the Beavers in Arizona. Let's hear it for head coach Jonathan Smith. Thank you, Coach.
Awesome.
And enjoy the meal with your family here. Great to have Jonathan, Candace, and the kids here tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings. When we come back, Isaiah Hodgins off a record-tying performance against Nevada down in Reno. We'll get to see him at home this weekend. Isaiah Hodgins joins us next. from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Hey there, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to NYC or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians. Performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
My daughter got her driver's license, and I'm just now getting to the point where I'm no longer holding my breath when I ride with her. I'm Eric LePan from Country Financial, and I know it's a little scary when you see your kids backing out of the driveway by themselves for the first time. But knowing that your young driver has the proper protection from Country Financial could make you feel better. Taking simple steps today may help you breathe a little easier tomorrow.
Find a representative near you at TakeSimpleSteps.com.
Jonathan Smith led the Beavers to a school record 11 wins, including a historic victory over Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl. Today, he's coaching our Beavers the values of hard work, belief in yourself, and dedication to your craft. That's the same philosophy at Umpqua Dairy. For nearly 90 years, they've produced award-winning ice cream. Check out their flavor of the month at UmpquaDairy.com and find Beaver Tracks at your favorite grocery store. Umpqua Dairy and OSU football, always a winning combination.
Oregon State football mini plans are now available.
Play here, Sammy Strotter back to his 30-yard line, starts up the middle, gets to the 40, he's got a seam, 45 midfield, 45, 40, he's got a chance to go, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Beavers!
Prices vary by location. Choose which games you see this year in Reser Stadium by visiting beavertickets.com or call 800-GO-BEAVS to find the option that is right for you.
Connor Blount to throw, moves a little bit to his left, now runs, now throws. The pass is to Isaiah Hodgins for a catch and a first down at the 29-yard line of Nevada. Woo! That was a 4th-and-11, 10-and-a-half conversion. Connor Blount keeping the play alive and getting it to this young man right here. Please join me in welcoming number 17, coming off a record-tying performance, 14 catches. Nobody's ever caught more in a game, joining Brandon Cooks and Mike Cass. That's pretty good company. 14 catches, 200 yards, 2 touchdowns. Isaiah Hodgins joins us at Buffalo Wild Wings. Isaiah, good evening.
Hello, hello.
Now, those are impressive numbers no matter how you look at it. Tell me, there were other catches. We'll hear touchdowns here in a minute. Mm-hmm. But the catch you made over the middle, like, I can't even remember the circumstances late, but when you were high-pointed and upended and you caught it down around the 10-yard line, that was, of the 14, that was my favorite catch. Did you have a favorite moment in that game for you?
I like the back end zone catch, you know, the toe tap for the touchdown. That was my second one, and, you know, my first time at college scoring more than one touchdown in the game, so, you know, I felt like it was good for momentum for our team, and, you know, it was a great throw by Jake, so, yeah.
It was a beautiful throw. You had gotten a touchdown pass as well, in the earlier part of the game. But that throw, did you know all along as you were angling for the back corner that you were going to be able to stay in? How much work did you have to do to stay in?
I mean, that's something that we rep in practice every day, and, you know, it's kind of routine for us, and we practice sideline catches. So, you know, it's cool to see it actually come up in a real game and, you know, have it be that important. And you know, the play is designed to get to me a little earlier, but, you know, the safety was kind of there, so I had to go over the top of him. And me and Jake were kind of on the same page that it was going to be a back corner, you know, sideline catch. So it just turned out being like that.
When you're on the same page, you say, I mean, how much reading is involved for you? Do you have choice routes where you have to read and he reads, or is it pre-designed, or there's some circumstances where it's a call after the snap, yeah, essentially?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of options and a lot of freedom in our route running schemes and everything. But, you know, for the most part, you know, any quarterbacks, me, Jake, or Connor, you know, we're on the same page a lot. And most of the time, if I see something, if there's an open hole that I should sit in, or if I should keep running, you know, they see it too. So, you know, it's always good to be on the same page as them.
You know, we talked with Coach Smith and everybody in Beaver Nation, Isaiah Hodgins joining us here at Buffalo Wild Wings, about two quarterbacks. You guys on the other end, you know, on the receiving end, it looks like the rapport for the receiving group, no matter who's quarterbacking, is pretty good. Do you feel, yeah, confident no matter who's behind center?
Yeah, we definitely do. And we know we have confidence in all of our quarterbacks as well. You know, Coach Smith has done a good job of getting them all in rotation, all spring ball, all fall camp. So, you know, we're used to catching for all of them. And as far as talent at the wide receiver, I mean, we've known we've had talent since last year. And, you know, Trevon and Timmy have done a great job being the older guys and kind of leading us and helping with learning plays and, you know, staying after practice and putting in extra work. And, you know, it just kind of, we're still growing and we're still learning. And, you know, that's kind of the bright part that I see.
It had been 9 years since the Beavers have had two receivers have 100 yards or more in a game. You have 200. Timmy Hernandez has 116 on 11 catches. How cool was that for you guys to get to be involved in a game like that with that kind of productivity, watching each other along the way? I'm sure you admired what Timmy was doing.
Yeah, I'm one of Timmy's biggest fans, and it's always cool to see him make catches like that and have great games like that. And, you know, he's my roommate for the hotel the night before. So, you know, we kind of talk about this all the time. And we woke up in the morning, and we knew Trevon wasn't playing, so we kind of both looked at each other and said, like, you know, we have to pick up a little bit of slack, and we both have to go off today. And, you know, after seeing Timmy's one-hand catch, you know, I kind of had, like, the perfect angle, and I was, like, right there. And I remember just going up after him, like, dude, that was crazy. Like, great catch. Like, and, you know, it's just cool to see a senior captain, you know, go out there and play like that every week.
The one-handed catch was well done. It was beautifully executed. I've had, at times, some philosophical quibbles when one-handed catches are made if two hands were possible. So, you know, as you've grown up in the craft, how have you been taught? I mean, I've seen you make one-handed catches, but it looks to me like you try to get two whenever possible. What's your thinking about the time and place for a one-handed attempt?
It's just something that, like, really happens in the moment. You know, you're always taught to catch it with two. So, you know, for most parts, you want to catch it with two. But the only time that we really catch it with one is if the ball kind of seems out of reach and you think you could get more leverage with that one hand, you can get kind of deeper on the ball. Or, you know, if the DB is kind of holding you and holding that other arm and you try to get it up, but, you know, it's so last second you can't, which is, I think, was kind of Timmy's instance. And the DB was right there and he kind of just threw one hand out there. And, you know, it takes a lot of concentration and looking the ball all the way in. So that was definitely good on his part.
Isaiah, when, you know, we see, I'm not sure if Odell Beckham was the first to go with the one-handed catch. Some spectacular catches. A lot of other receivers have, too. As you were growing up, and you've been around football your whole life, your father played in the NFL, played for Coach Baldwin at San Jose State. So you've been around the game your whole life. Have you studied and watched techniques of receivers? Do you have a favorite receiver?
Larry Fitzgerald has always been my favorite since I was a little kid, yeah. And he was someone that I actually met when I was about in middle school, I think, or elementary school. And ever since then, you know, I've just always looked up to him and how he plays. You know, he's kind of my size, my build. And, you know, he's not the fastest guy, but, you know, he has great routes, great hands. He can block. He's a team player. He has a great attitude. And, you know, that's someone that will go down in history books. He'll be a Hall of Famer. And, you know, I just watch everything that he does.
Now, I don't know. This is going to test. I bet Doug and Jana might remember. Somebody else might here, too. And Jonathan probably remembers because he was on the staff that year as a GA. But does anybody remember in the Insight Bowl the catch Larry Fitzgerald made against the Beavers in Pitt's win over the Bees when he laid out in the back of the end zone? I see some nods. I wasn't happy about it, but I've never forgotten it because the guy can do some freakish things, can't he?
Yeah, he definitely can. Yeah. Just watching his highlights either before games or just when I want to study other wide receivers. You know, it's just eye-opening all the stuff he can do, especially as he gets older. And he's in his 15th season still doing the same thing that he was doing when he was a rookie. So,
did your dad play with him?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was that kind of how you got to meet him and the relationship your father had?
Yeah, when my dad played for the Cardinals, it was Kurt Warner at quarterback and then Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin at wide receiver. So I got to meet both of them. And Emmitt Smith was like at the end of his career when he was with the Cardinals. So, you know, I got to meet him a little bit too. So, you know, it's just cool, you know, like meeting all those Hall of Fame and great NFL players as just a young kid, and you grow up and, you know, you realize like, wow, that was crazy. I was actually hanging out with those guys at one point in time.
Isaiah Hodgins, our guest, speaking of the Hall of Fame, I know Sumner Houston said he's attended two. He told us that he attended two different induction ceremonies, Larry Allen and John Madden. Had you ever been back? Had you ever attended a ceremony? Was that your first time when you went back with the team when we were in Columbus?
Yeah, that was actually my first time. I've never been to the ceremony or, you know, Ohio to see any of that. And I definitely want to, you know, it seems like a great experience. But, you know, just going to the Hall of Fame with the team and, you know, just looking at all those great players and great statues and just everything they have, it was eye-opening and it was amazing.
Isaiah Hodgins, our guest. Maybe you can go to Larry Fitzgerald's ceremony. You'll probably get invited. We will take a break and be back with more with Isaiah Hodgins coming off a record tying and brilliant performance, hoping to keep it going against Arizona this weekend at Reser Stadium. More with Isaiah coming up. It's Buffalo Wild Wings Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
You care about your car, so you take it to the best mechanic. You love your dog, so you take it to a vet you trust. So why go with just anyone when it comes to your insurance? With a local Allstate agent, you get expert advice you can trust and the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them to be there when you need them the most.
Call an Allstate agent to get local expert advice on the best coverage for you. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reser's Deli Salads? A must! Reser's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange-faced painting decisions. Reser's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reser's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reser's Deli Salads. Fun times and game day made easy.
Connor Blount communicating something to his line of scrimmage with
Jamar Jefferson to his right. Jamar swings into the flat. Connor goes over the middle. He's got Isaiah Hodgins wide open. Touchdown, Beavers. That was the first of two touchdowns. We'll hear the other one in the next segment. And yes, Isaiah was wide open, but it was in the back of the end zone. And the thing I remember about that play, if memory serves, Isaiah, and Isaiah Hodgins, who caught it, joining us here at Buffalo Wild Wings, it took a little time to develop. I thought he showed patience. I'm not sure what the route was, what you were trying to do, but you cleared, and when you did, the ball came.
Yeah, it was one of those more patient plays, and, you know, it took a couple of things to open up, and, you know, linebackers and safeties moving, so Connor did a great job of sitting back there and being patient, and he put the ball right on me, and, you know, he zipped it right through the hole, so it was a great throw and great execution on the play.
Yeah, it was really, that tied the game at 7. Then, as we talked about with Jonathan Smith, from that point until midway through the second quarter, essentially, it's fair to say things didn't go so well, and you guys end up in a 23-point hole. What was kind of going through your mind, Isaiah, and everybody, and kind of hanging in there, staying together on the sideline? I kept looking over. It looked like you were still, you know, pretty tight together on the sideline, like, hey, we can still come back in this.
Yeah, there was definitely a huge improvement from last year. You know, I feel like our team last year, if we would have been in a hole like that, we would have just got, you know, let it get worse and worse. And I feel like coaching staff has helped with that. And, you know, we're more close-knit team, and we kind of trusted each other. And, you know, we knew that we were just in the hole because of ourselves. It wasn't anything they were doing. And, you know, offensively, we were just shooting ourselves in the foot. And we know that defense would figure themselves out. So, you know, we just kept fighting, kept pushing. And then, you know, it kind of took a couple plays to spark us. And then, you know, we started rolling after that.
Isaiah Hodgins, our guest. You mentioned the coaching staff. I asked you during the break about a guy that I've been so impressed with watching him work with you, watching all the coaches work. But Kefense Henson is the receivers coach. Tell me a little bit about what you've learned, what you've been learning from Kefense, what he's imparted to you, and how much he's helped you and the whole receiver group grow in your game.
Yeah, I actually knew Kefense when I was a recruit in high school. He recruited me when he was at Hawaii, so, you know, that was really big. So, you know, when he got the job, I was kind of excited. And then he's just opened up a whole lot for me in my game, you know, reading coverages and, you know, different releases and, you know, high pointing the ball, you know, different ways of taking the ball away from defenders. And he's just made me a smarter player overall. And, you know, I feel like my freshman year playing out there, I was kind of vulnerable to a lot of those things because I was just kind of out there playing just based off athletic ability. And Coach Kefense kind of helped me slow the game down a little bit and helped me look at the bigger picture of everything. So
the one high point ball that I was talking about earlier that I thought was the most impressive catch. Now, certainly the run after the catch on the 51-yarder was impressive. But do you remember the play I'm talking about where you really high-pointed? What was the route on that, and what were you having to deal with on that play?
I was just running a regular curl, and I remember that I think they were in a cover two or something, so the flat player was kind of there. And I ran my curl, and Jake put it on me right away. And, you know, it was high. And, you know, Coach Fence always teaches about the high balls. Right when you get it, you know, tuck it back in so the DB can't play through your hands and rip the ball away. So, you know, I just remember catching it right away. And I thought I was going to take a huge hit because I was kind of exposed high up. But he didn't end up hitting me. So I just kind of caught and tuck and got down as quick as I can because we were in the two-minute situation. So
that was the play just before drawing within 9 at halftime at 30-21 after trailing 30-7. That was big time. We'll hear the next catch when we come back in our final segment with Isaiah Hodgins. Tell me, we've talked about your dad, but, you know, your dad, your mom, Stephanie, I follow your mom on Twitter, so she's active on Twitter, I can assure you of that. Do you concur with me?
Yeah,
she's pretty
active
there.
Really active, yeah.
Is that okay with you?
I mean, it's whatever. Yeah,
it's good stuff because, I mean, her heart. I love her tweets. So if you ever, you know, check out Stephanie Hodgins on Twitter, you'll enjoy it. But you grew up in a great football family. Your dad, in fact, went to Oak Grove High School. I spent my sophomore year at Oak Grove High School, so I know that territory. Ends up playing at San Jose State and plays in the NFL. Had a great run in the league. Mm-hmm. So football's always been such a huge part of your life, and I read something this week that you talked to your dad a lot and even talked to him before the Nevada game about the kind of game you wanted to have. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of just always gives me tips about, like, what him or other players would do when they're in the NFL. And, you know, he just kind of told me, like, before the week of preparation, you know, Sunday or Monday or whatever, write down your goals for what you think you want to go to or what you think you can do for that game. So, like, for this game, he said, like, what do you think you realistically can go for? And I said, I know I could go for over 100 and a touchdown. So he said, okay, write that down and practice like that all week. You know, and practice hard, you know, practice running your routes good, practice catching the ball and keeping your feet in bounds and practice like that. So when it comes to the game, you know, it's easy because you practice like that all week. So, I kind of did that. And then he came up to me after the game and said, see what happens when you write stuff down, you practice like it. And, you know, he was kind of like, I told you so moment. So, you know, it was cool to have that happen.
101 touchdown. I mean, my gosh, you go for 202 touchdowns. Yeah. So that's really a great inspiration. There's a guy back here before we break that you came with, Key Wetzel. I want to ask you about the defense and how proud you were of how they flipped that thing and gave you a chance to get back in the game, his play, and the whole defense.
Yeah, the whole defense really just did great. And, you know, they're the reason that we really stayed in that game. And, you know, that third quarter when we were just going back and forth with three and outs and we couldn't really get started on offense, but the defense was just getting three and outs every time and holding them and getting huge interceptions to set us up with great field position. And, you know, they were just doing a great job. And, you know, so I was definitely telling them on the sideline, like, just keep doing what you guys are doing because whatever adjustments you guys made, it's working. So just keep doing that and keep helping us out.
Well, you got a big one this Saturday. We'll take a final break and finish things up with Isaiah Hodgins as the Beavers get ready for Arizona. Saturday at 1 o'clock, a final segment with Isaiah next from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Hey there, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to NYC or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
You're invited to join the new Game Day Wine Club, created by Willamette Valley Vineyards specifically for OSU alumni and Beaver fans. Members achieve benefits like special edition wines, events, and wine discounts. Willamette Valley Vineyards is proud to donate a portion of its sales back to OSU to support the Fermentation Science Program. Sign up today at wvv.com/gameday. That's wvv.com/gameday.
With Pac-12 Now, you've got 24/7 access to all seven Pac-12 Network's channels. Live events.
Touchdown, Washington!
Original programming on demand.
I'm Ashley Simpson, back with you in our San Francisco studios.
With the ability to customize what you want to watch, wherever you want to watch it. Set your teams, set your sports, and you're all set. Pac-12 Now. Download today.
Seconds to go in the half. Jamar Jefferson is back in at running back. Fake to Jamar. Luton to throw. Sets up and lost for the corner to Isaiah Hodgins. Isaiah makes the catch. Touchdown, Beavers!
Woo!
That was an amazing throw and catch. We talked a little bit about it earlier. Isaiah Hodgins joining us. He's all over the highlights. 14 catches, 200 yards, two touchdowns. But one more time on that, Isaiah. The throw was a thing of beauty, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, it definitely was. It was a great throw by Jake. And, you know, I can't emphasize that enough because a lot of QBs can't make that throw. So, you know, it was definitely just a great throw. And he put it in a perfect spot for me.
Isaiah, we mentioned the family, the importance of your family. How's Isaac doing? I mean, we haven't had a chance. I haven't had a chance to really meet him or talk to him much. But your big brother to him, he's playing well. I'm sure Key could talk about, you know, how well Isaac's playing, getting better week to week, and that whole defensive front. What are you seeing from your brother, number 90?
This is fun out there playing with him. You know, it's definitely a great experience, you know, playing with your brother. And I played with him my whole life in high school, and then I took the little year off because, you know, he was still in high school. But, you know, once he committed here and ended up playing with me again, you know, like seeing him on the field, it's just weird sometimes. Like, it brings me back, and I'm like, I see him running out there for defense, and I'm like, dang, that's crazy. Like, and it's harder for him because he's a true freshman, and like I was too, but he's playing on the D-line, and, you know, that's a really hard position to, you know, play, let alone start and, like, make plays as a D-tackle, you know, going against all those big boys. So, you know, I definitely just commend him for, like, all he's been doing and fighting through, and he's been doing a great job.
Did you guys think, did you always talk about playing together at this level, together? Was that always kind of a dream you guys had?
Yeah, a little bit. We knew that we kind of would go our separate ways, but we had the idea that, like, if we have some of the same offers, like, it wouldn't be a bad idea to stick together. And, you know, I had Oregon State early, and, you know, he got it early in his recruitment, too. So, you know, that was kind of, like, always a thing my dad would say before I committed. Like, if you go to Oregon State, like, you could play with your brother as well, too. And, like, you know, that was just kind of cool having that idea. So, you know, and it's closer to home and, you know, not that far. And, you know, us playing together would always be fun.
The Hodgins brothers, and I think one of the things that impressed you that I read and heard was you saw Quiz and James together and thought, hey, you could be another set of brothers making an impact on a program like James and Jaquiz did, and you're doing it, and we're so glad that you're here. I hear the music, which means we're heading down the stretch of the show. How'd you like this young man here tonight and on the field? Let's hear it for Isaiah Hodgins.
Thank you,
Isaiah,
thank you.
Thanks. Good luck this Saturday. Have a great time in the Pac-12 home opener. Our thanks to Jonathan Smith, to Isaiah Hodgins. We'll see you Saturday at Reser on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Beaver Sports Network.